feelers and phasers are clean, so you need to ensure that the product display, there is no water seepage in the chiller. The chiller is maintained very well. The temperature has to be maintained for other freezed products. Freezer and chiller has to work on the right temperature. So frozen meats, milk or other products need different, or ice cream needs a separate temperature. So he has to check the different chillers are following the temperature given at the right time. Fruit and vegetable heapers are clean, so that wherever the fruits and vegetable are displayed, it has to be neat and clean. Dusting has to be done. All gondolas are clean. Weighing scale is okay, so you have to do a test. You need to pick up 1 kg potatoes or 1 kg tomatoes. You have to check whether the weighing scale is working properly or not. Barcode machines are working, so you need to check, do a test billing and check whether the barcode machine is working. He has to scan a product and check whether it's scanning properly. Cutting equipment is in place. The footfall counter functional and accurate. Footfall counting is happening at the entrance, whether at the guard, at the baggage counter. So he has to ensure the counters are working and the footfalls, the customers walking, are calculated and captured accurately. Staff biometric attendance is working, so he needs to go and check with the staff attendance. So when they come in from the staff entry, or there is a separate entrance for the staff, they need to ensure that the biometric machine is up and working, it's functional. Product scanners are working. So again, he goes to the cash tail and checks whether the scanners are working or not. Manpower, store manpower is proper uniform and shoes. So he takes a round and there is a grooming checklist. So he goes and does his check. If the staff are prepping proper uniform, whether it's ironed and the appropriate shoes are worn as per the standard operating procedures. Housekeeping staff in proper uniform. So housekeeping staff might have an apron, they might have a gloves. So if a housekeeping staff is cleaning washroom, probably they have been given gloves. They need to have a proper attire. Promote staff in proper uniform. Promoter staff in proper uniform. Promoters are person who are appointed by a brand. They come there to promote their product. So every store has a different policy with regards to promoter uniform. Somebody follows a black uniform. Somebody who follows a black uniform has to wear a black uniform. Somebody who I card has to be displayed. There are again a detailed checklist which he needs to know and adhere to it. All staff present on the floor. Every store has to make a roster, a timetable you can say, where the weekly off, whether the staff is supposed to schedule in first shift or second shift. So normally a store has two shifts, first shift for the ladies or women and second shift for men. So he has to check whether as per the roster, the staff is available, whether somebody who is scheduled to be in first shift is there, somebody who is on holiday or somebody who is on a weekly off is not available, somebody who is on weekly off has not come, he's basically taken his off, and the roster is adhered to. Store briefing is done as per schedule. So before store opening, he takes a walk, then he calls his team member, he does the briefing, he shares the yesterday's target versus achievement, whether there is a growth, whether there is a degrowth, whether the apparel section is doing well or whether the food section is not doing well, whether they defaulted on customer service. All the other parameters are discussed in staff briefing. Store aware of top offers of the day. So before the briefing comes to an end, he ensures that the staff is aware of the promotions, what's going in the store, and he briefs them again. Product placed properly on bags as per planogram. So he checks it, whether the, just an example, if cornflakes are kept next to the milk, that's an example, or a baby food product is kept next to other kids, the product is available in the kids section. So as per the planogram, he checks the products are available. Product stacking with face-ups is proper. So there's again display guidelines shared with the store manager. So he has to ensure the products are kept as per the face of the top side of the product has to be facing the customer. Additional display is done as per merchandiser provided display sheet. So any additional products which has come or a free gift has come has to adhere to the guidelines mentioned by the display sheet. Private label, main and additional displays are proper. So every modern retail has a main, they have a own label, and there is other competitor brand available. So the main own house, in-house product has to have display which are accurate, more spaces allocated to them. So he has to ensure that it is as per the guidelines. Cross merchandising as per guidelines. So if the cross merchandising is again products which goes hand in hand, or again, so it has to be displayed as per guidelines. All end cap displays proper. So a gondola or a shelf has an end cap. So if there's an offer available, then it has to be placed properly. Impulse bins are adequately stocked. So now what happens, normally at the cash till there are impulse bins which helps customer to buy products which are not very expensive. You know, it's impulse buying, you know, it's somebody who wants at the cash till, if he wants to buy a Lay's or a packet of chips which is not costing more than 10 rupees or 20 rupees, or they want to buy a Cadbury chocolate of 10 rupees, then that has to be adequately stocked, or something like a convenient product like a Hankies, or something which you know you tend to pick up which is not very expensive, it has to be stacked properly. Product demonstration and sampling tables in place. So stocks has to the stock demonstration, and if there's a food product, if there's a sampling going on for the food product, the staff has to be manned, the sampling product has to be there. Stocks left back by customers back on shelf. Normally a customer fills a trolley if he or she doesn't wants to buy that product at the cash till, they have decided not to buy, they will leave it in a trolley or they will leave it back at the cash counter. So he has to ensure that this product goes back to the shelf and the entire size set is maintained, entire display is corrected. Stock availability, especially top sellers and promo SKUs. Now every store has top selling styles or SKU. SKU is stock keeping unit, which like in product Bonvita is a stock keeping unit, or probably if you take example of health drink, so Bonvita becomes one SKU, Complan becomes one SKU, and similarly in biscuits, NutriChoice becomes one SKU, Parle G biscuit becomes one SKU, glucose biscuit becomes one SKU. So he needs to know what is top selling SKU of his store, and he has to ensure that the stock selling, the top selling SKUs are available in his shelves at his store at any given point of time. All promo sheets available, so every department manager or staff needs to have a promo sheet. All price and promotion are commissioned and in place. So basically it's a check, he goes ensure that everything is there. FNV dump removed. So normally in fruits and vegetable, the chances of if the chiller is not maintained properly, or if chances are the fruits and vegetables gets rotten. So there is a dump which has to be scrapped, which has to be thrown in the garbage. So he ensures that the FNV dump is thrown at regular intervals. No expiry products are kept in the shelf because it's a legal requirement as well as it's a health hazard for a customer. So he has to ensure all expired products are removed off the shelves, and an action is taken as per the guidelines. No excess stock on the floor. As per the planogram, if the 10 pieces of product has to be displayed, he has to ensure that only 10 products are displayed and not more than that. Freebie stock, that is child SKU taped with parent SKU. So if a tiffin box has been given with a healthcare product for a child, or if it has to be taped with the main product, so customer doesn't have to go running around for the freebie. So the parent product is the cornflakes box. Along with it, there is a free tiffin box being given, so it has to be taped with the parent product. The parent product becomes the cornflakes, and the freebie is the tiffin box, which needs to be taped along with it. In-store signage and communication is a point B7. Category signages are okay. So a clear signage has to be there that okay, apparel is in this section, food is there. The directional signage has to be there. That comes the category signage in. Now there would be signages for customer convenience. So there should be a signage for the washrooms. There should be signages for trial rooms. So that's basically a customer convenience. Other directional signages are proper. So customer can be directed for washroom. So again, there is a different signage. Shelf talkers are in place. So every shelf, there is a shelf talker signage which says, okay, now here the food product is available, or here the tops are available, the shirts are available. So again, there is a shelf talkers, the price point, the sizes which mentions, there is a shelf talker in that. Offer communication is prominent. So whatever, if there's an offer available in particular merchandise, that offer promotion has to be in place. In-store flex and visual merchandises. So there are offers and schemes, then there are product new launches. So something which is launched new has to have a visual, or there's a new fashion season available which has been launched. So the entire range is available or not has to be kept as per the directional signages. Data strip is in place with shelf talkers. So adequate signages has to be there as per the guidelines. Visual merchandising done properly. So the displays are of the products are done adequately. He has to check the merchandising is done as per the guidelines. All mannequins are neat and clean. Every store has mannequins which displays the product. So how a particular shirt or a particular top will look on, how a particular shirt will look on a man, or how a particular top will look on a lady, or how the display of the sari will be. So here the store manager needs to check in the checklist whether the products are displayed properly on the mannequins. Proper lighting is done, so the store should be adequately lit. There should not be any darkness in any area of the store. So if the lights are not working, he needs to ensure that it's properly lit. Expiry stock removed. Again, coming back to food category, if the products are expired, he needs to take care. He remove it from the shelf and proper action has to be taken. Cash till and billing. Adequate cash tills are open. So depending upon the customer entry, if the customer entry is more, he has to ensure the number of tills are open, so there is no inconvenience to the customers. Machines, adequate cash tills are adequate, cash is available, the card swiping machines are available. So that also comes as a part of his checklist. EDC machines are working. EDCs are basically card swiping machine where you can swipe your credit cards and debit card. So he needs to check whether the lines are, telephone lines are connected. Nowadays you have a GPRS system available wherein it's not connected to telephone. So you can swipe your card anywhere without taking, the wires are not there. So you can take it anywhere for the customer convenience. Nowadays in GPRS system and in new system there is a PIN card available. So customer has to verify the transaction using his PIN card. POS is working. POS is point of sale. This is basically a machine where the customer comes for the billing. It's a software where customer does the final billing. Manual bill regularized. Now in case if there's a power failure or if there's a software is not working, the customer will not get a printed bill. He or she might get some manual bill. The store manager needs to check, or the head cashier needs to check, whether the manual bill issued to the customer is updated in the system. So that again helps in tracking the entire sales. If the product is sold, it will help in doing a replenishment. It's an entire cycle over there. Baggage counter, tokens are available. So he goes to a baggage counter, checks all tokens are in pairs and nothing is missing. Footfall being counted properly. So he goes to the baggage counter or the entrance with the security guard and checks the every male. There's a bifurcation whether the male customer is entered or female customer is entered, or how many kids have entered. So again, separate checklist is mentioned wherein he cross-checking whether footfalls are maintained or counted properly or not. Security tags and neck locks available for handbags. So different organizations and different retailers have different policies. So some of them put strings on the lady's handbag as a safety measure because the shrinkage is on somebody who has kleptomania or somebody who has a habit of stealing. Probably a lady with a big handbag might pilfer or steal a product in her bag. So normally they have an SOP where strings are tied to the zip of the lock at the lock of the bag, and once the lady reaches the cash till, the cashier opens the bag for since she has to make payments. So security tags need locks, that has to be handy at the baggage counter. Staff frisking done. So whenever staff leaves the store, he or she goes and check, they have to be frisked, so they don't take any product which is not billed, or they don't do any stealing part. Free gifts area, adequate stocks in place. So any product which is given free, if it's not taped with the parent product, has to be kept in a free gift area where it has to be given to the customer when a customer exits the store. Customer adequate stocks in place. So the store manager, he or she knows is the product are available at particular shelf displays, and if it's apparels, entire size set is there, or whatever is the display capacity of food article, it has to be displayed properly. If it's electronic, the remote has to be there with the speakers. Adequate products are available at every, as per the sections and the bifurcations. Customer grievances address, any customer feedback given on the customer feedback book has to be adhered to. It has to be addressed. Customer has to be called, solution has to be provided, the loop has to be closed. Customer feedback documented. So if there's a customer who is given a verbal complaint, probably we need to note it down, put it in a, there's a feedback mechanism available in a soft copy or a hard copy, that has to be documented and forwarded to the head of us or the further action. Home delivery, all home delivery has to be done. So every store has an home delivery schedule where a food product is delivered within 24 hours or 48 hours timeline. So that timeline has to be adhered to without giving customer inconvenience. Backend commercials, daily cash deposit in bank, so he goes to the head cashier, whatever is the sale amount, there's a cash picking agency which has been hired by the organization. So that person comes, or the head cashier goes to the bank and he deposits the cash, or the person from the agency comes and the cash is being deposited. So he has to cross check whether this activity has done or not, being done or not. Registers and reporting, all registers updated. So if it's a baggage counter, there is a register we need to check. If it's a supply chain department, who does the warehousing part, where the stocks come in, he has to check whether that register is updated. Customer service department, he has to check whether all those entries are updated. So there are lists of registers which he has to go and cross check and register and check it. All reporting done. So if there's a feedback, that feedback has to be given to the head office with regards to merchandise. If there's a customer has customer card has been swiped twice, there's an escalation, he has to ensure the finance department resolves his problem. So all reporting has to be there. If staff is not there, he has to report to head office, get the staff hiring done through HR department. So basically there are a lot of reporting with cross function departments which he needs to adhere to. These are logbook may updated. Now, as and when diesel is purchased for generator shed, there is a logbook. So he has to check in case if there is a power failure on first and the diesel was used, then probably he needs, when he's buying diesel on second or third, there is a logbook which has to be updated. So he has to go and cross check and verify that as well. No stock movement without documentation. So any stocks going out of store to warehouse has to be properly documented. It has to have a stock transfer note. It has to have a gate pass. Everything has to be documented as per, there is a secret operating manual on it which has to be adhered to. No stock will go out without the proper documentation. There has to be a security sign, there should be a warehouse sign, proper authorities have to sign it. Backstock board updated for target versus achievement. So every back office has a target versus achievement whiteboard or a sheet available where the daily targets are updated. Previous day's target versus achievement is updated, a briefing is conducted, and it's readily available for somebody who wants to refer how the store is performing. So he has to check the back office backboard is updated or not. And that again comes as part of his checklist. Negative stock SKU in system corrected. So normally what happens if the barcode, just give an example of an apparel, if there's a barcode of medium size shirt is not available, the customer picks it up. Now, and customer is in a hurry and the cashier wants to billing in faster, he goes and he picks a large size shirt and he scans it. Now this results into negative inventory. So physically the medium size is not available, but the system says, okay, large was scanned, the system report says large size has been sold, vis-a-vis physically the medium size is not available. So this is basically one example of a negative inventory. Now very nice example would be customer buying, there are two variants of lace available, one is Spanish Tango and one is plain salted. Now customer has picked up Spanish Tango, the cashier instead of scanning Spanish Tango scans the classic salted one. Now again it gives a report gets skewed because again the inventory gets hotspots, because again you know you have sold the store has sold basic lace product which is of blue, which is of classic salted, but physically the customer has picked up Spanish Tango but the cashier has scanned classic salted, it results into negative inventory. So this skews, negative inventory has to be corrected, right action has to be taken. Daily PI HV to be done daily, check randomly few cases. Now PI HV is basically stock counting, it's not proper stock take procedure. Stock take is you count the inventory physically, you check with the system and it's proper audit. PI HV is basically counting the stocks and matching the system, it's called a global count. So this is, global counts are mostly done in expensive items, probably in jewelry, in electronic items, in watches, perfumes. So the staff comes, they do the counting, then they get the system count and they match it. So that is called PIHV, or and normally the generic term is called global count. All licenses updated and displayed properly. So whether it's a store operating license, trading license, music playing license, insecticide license, there are different licenses available as per the state and as per the local authorities, local boarding, local law abiding authorities. So he has to ensure all licenses are in place and displayed appropriately. So here we come with the end of this chapter, where what a store manager does basically, He's the CEO of the store. He acts like a father figure. The store is his or her baby, and there are different various checklists. He goes through the checklist, checks the neat and cleanliness of the store, store ambiance, whether the customer is ready before the store opening time, store trading time to greet the customer, all stocks are inverted, the displays are appropriate, planogram is followed. So he is again a CEO, and he ensures that the store delivers good customer service, a good customer experience, as well as the profitability of store. Thank you.